back to Frazee High School. We are ready to go with our third and final duel of the day as the Pioneers are going to face the powerful Perham Yellow Jackets, who just defeated Mineota in their duel, 58-9. Mineota defeated Pierce 36-30, so that gives you an inkling of how this one might go. We might not be here too long. Perham is the real deal. And only two seniors on the roster. So, Pierce and Perham were back on mat one. And Trevor Reduns will come out. As we get set to go. And we're wrestling here at 106.
Wrestling first for Perham, 106 pounds. Blaze Brady for Pierce, Trevor Reduns.
Blaze Brady out there for Perham. In black with a yellow.
Can we use our book? Is that right?
Trevor with a fall against Frazee. And he lost against Mineota 4-0 as Blaze Brady, a junior, in on a single and a throw and a takedown. 2-0 to start here for Blaze Brady and the Perham Yellow Jackets. This is a Section 8 AA matchup now with the Minnesota State High School League realignment. I think the team tournament is up in Thief River Falls, if I looked ahead. The individual tournament for 8 AA is in Hawley. I don't think we've been to Hawley. Well, we had girls basketball in Hawley a number of years ago when Coach Jablewski was still at the helm. Saturday, Blaze Brady leading 2-0 with 35 seconds left. Again, Pierce will, depending on what lineup, minimum three open weights, maybe four. Half in here for Brady, looking to turn that into a possible cradle here on eighth grader Trevor Reduns. You don't see upperclassmen too often at this low weight, but a junior, Blaze Brady. One of the two seniors in the lineup is up next, Dylan Johnson. 12 seconds left as Reduns gets turned on a cradle and then rolls through that. No back points. And the period will end as Reduns hugs the leg of Blaze Brady and trails 2-0 after one. Pioneers lose 36-30 to Mineota and 51-16 to Frazee. Brady chooses down here. And instructed to get on is Trevor Reduns. Reduns elevates and returns him to the mat. Good job by Trevor. As Brady now will work to brace himself up to his knees, palms flat to the mat. Now Trevor lost grip and he gives up the escape, and it's 3-0 Blaze Brady. Now Brady on the offensive and they scramble out of bounds.
Frazee and Mineota ready to go if you guys are.
Mineota will now square off against Frazee. Minute and a half to go as Blaze Brady gets two more on a takedown as he'll now work and try and turn Trevor Reduns with a half Nelson here on the left side. Right now Trevor blocking that off as Brady not really to one side or the other. He's kind of straddling right across the back of Trevor Reduns. Oftentimes you're called for a stall there if you're not working one side or the other. 53 seconds left. Here comes, almost a cheap tilt there by Blaze Brady. Still scrambling around. And here comes Trevor trying to switch, but Brady rides well. Doesn't lose control. 32 seconds left. 5-0 lead here as he's got the grapevine in. Blaze Brady, 106-pound junior, final 20. Driving Trevor forward. Trevor today has won by fall and lost by decision. 10 seconds to go. Blaze Brady looks like he's trying to cradle on the near side, cranks it over. He's going to get points here. He's got him stacked, but no fall. Two near fall, though, on that cradle, and it's a 7-0 first period lead for Purim's Blaze Brady. Tall, lanky kid. So he will be riding here to begin period two. Caution on Trevor. Must have been leaning just a little bit. Now it's clean. Trevor immediately extends the leg out. He's trying to switch out of this as pulling that elbow of Blaze Brady over his shoulder. Right now it's in a neutral spot here. Trevor still underneath of Blaze Brady of Purim. Now Brady in a little better position here to control the ride. Trevor still in on the leg, though, preventing any turn. Minute 22, and we do get a stalemate called. Ooh, Brady's look, he got dinged up a little bit. But he's ready to return to action. Trevor sagging to his left hip. He's caught in a cradle here again. He's tilted up, and this could get pretty tight here for Blaze Brady. But now Trevor switching. Two near fall. Trevor got out of the cradle, though. It's 9-0 for Brady with under a minute to go. Trevor hoping for something to happen here, but he's going to be tilted here. Nope, rolling through. 40 seconds left. Ross Bozer is up next. 30 to go. Trevor frees that left wrist, extends that arm straight out in front of him, now comes up to his knees, but this has been all Blaze Brady here for Purim. Not for lack of effort, though, from Trevor Redunds. I bet a lot of times at this weight, you put a junior out there against an eighth grader. Not always the case, but boy, at low weights especially. There it is, 9-0. It's a major win for Blaze Brady, and Purim takes a 4-0 lead.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Brock Bozer gets Owen Werner here in this 113-pound duel matchup. Front headlock right away for Owen Werner. He is a sophomore facing the freshman. And he twists Ross over. Doesn't have the near fall yet. Now he's cranking it over. Ross has his head elevated, but Werner now leaning down. He's chest to chest. This is going to be a tough spot here for Ross. And Werner trying to make quick work here. Referee scrambling around, looking. Ross doing his best to bridge up. Owen Werner with a turn on here. Ross bridging still. Now twists. Werner, though, cranks it back over. A lot of time on his back, and that's a lot of energy, and there's a fall at the 50-second mark. And Purim grabs the 10-0 lead.
The clock is ticking and time is running out to get everyone marked off your list this year. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. If you are in need of the perfect last-minute gift, then stop in and we will help you out. Maybe you're looking for the perfect Verizon phone, iPad, or tablet. Or maybe you need the perfect accessory like a new case, Bluetooth speaker, connected watch, or the oh-so-popular pop socket. We have what you're looking for. For those last-minute gifts this holiday season, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is a very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Here we go with 120-pounders. This is Brandon Funk against Dylan Johnson, a senior for the Hornets. 10-0 lead after a major win for Blaze Brady over Trevor Redunds by a 9-0 score, and then Owen Werner with a fall win over Ross Bozer. Brandon Funk so far today. Brandon lost 8-2 to Michael Miller of Frazee, defeated Cade Lazinski 4-3 from in his Minnesota matchup. So 1-1 today so far for Funk.
120 pounds, Minnesota is open.
Shot in near the edge, but they're outside the circle.
Cade Lazinski for Minnesota.
Expect this one to go pretty fast here. Just calling it the way it is. This is going to be... Funk and Johnson go jaw to jaw. I think Johnson got a little poke in the eye, and they were having words, and the referee's talking to Brandon a little bit now. And now he's talking to Johnson, says, let's keep our cool, gentlemen. They shake hands. That's good to see. So they were having words out there for certain. And now Johnson takes a couple of slaps at the forehead of Brandon Funk. We'll see what develops out of this. 25 seconds left. Now they engage here. And no takedown yet as they scramble out of bounds. And then Johnson gives Funk a little extra shove. This is testy. 16 seconds left. No score yet. Final 5 seconds coming as Funk and Johnson battle here at 120 pounds. And there's the end of the period. 0-0. And the referees are going to talk now, and they might talk to both guys again. Funk's got choice and it's down. Okay. Brandon chooses down. Dylan Johnson on. Brandon tries to sit and roll, throws his head back. As Johnson riding on the right hip. He's got Funk underneath trying to pull that arm through, thread it through under his chest. 140 to go. Almost has Brandon turned here. Referee down to look and signals neutral yet. Minute and a half to go. Perm leading this duel 10-0. All the legs tied up here. Dylan Johnson and Brandon Funk. No points scored yet, but plenty of activity between these two combatants. Rarely see that, really. You'd think in such a physical sport that wrestling, that tempers would flare, but I've rarely seen that happen, what happened between Johnson and Funk. Here's a half in, and Johnson trying to run it around. That's a butcher. And Brandon rolling. He's got given a back point here, two of them. So 2-0 lead for Dylan Johnson of Perham. 40 seconds to go. As it's like Johnson's digging for a cradle underneath now. Brandon pushes that arm away. Brandon off, sagging off to his left hip. Johnson's right leg, hooks the ankle of Funk. 20 seconds to go. Now he's got the wing in on Brandon, pretty tight. Brandon coming up to his knees. Pulls back, almost a cheap tilt. Referee down and looking. Doesn't have any count going. 5 seconds, towel tapper is out. And near reversal, but 3 points go up for Johnson on. And again, there was activity afterwards. Three near fall for Johnson. Should be 5-0, I believe. And the third period underway. And Funk goes in after a Turk here as he's in the riding start position. I think it should be 5. Right? No? You didn't get near fall on that? Okay. So it's 2-0. And out of bounds. 2-0 lead for Dylan Johnson. I thought he counted the near fall, but I was wrong. Won't be the first, won't be the last. Funk on, draped over the back of Johnson underneath, trying to roll him over into a cheap tilt, but Johnson rolls through that. And out of bounds with 1:24. Perham up 10-0. A major and a fall so far over Trevor Reduns and then Ross Bozer. Jake Andrews up next. Brandon picks up the right leg of Johnson. He's got to trip him, return him down. Referee's telling him you got to get him down to the mat here. You can't hold him that way forever. Dylan Johnson able to keep balance on just one leg. Johnson now both feet back down, and they're out of bounds on an escape for Johnson, and he's up 3-0. And now they've given Funk a point, 3-1. And the referee's talking to him again, pats Johnson on the back. Boy, this is not good. The way these two are going at each other. And now we get a stop with 45 seconds left. Oh. Just got to keep your cool here. Johnson and Funk with 35 seconds left. Now the double underhook here by Johnson. Little slide by Try, and the referees prevent him from tumbling into the bench. 31 seconds left. And a caution on Brandon on an early start. They're on their feet. Brandon needs a takedown to tie it. Tried to get down inside, couldn't. Now he shoots, couldn't get there as he's blocked on a front headlock by Johnson with 19 seconds left. Another shot try here by Brandon. He's got the left leg up, get the lift, and good defense there by Johnson, and he will be able to fend off the attack and win 3-1. Johnson wins 3-1. Perham takes the lead, 13-0.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
We've got Jake Andres for the Pioneers against Gabe Belfi of Perham. Looks like Belfi lost a contact lens. 13-0, Yellow Jackets. Jake received a forfeit win against Minnesota, won a major in his match against Frazee. Gabe Belfi, a sophomore for the Yellow Jackets. Piers is open the next three weights. Jake reaching for an inside leg. Belfi shoots, blocked by Andres. And they're going to come back up to their feet after spending about 5 seconds down on the mat. Coming to the edge and out of bounds. 54 seconds left. Andres looks like he tweaks it. He kind of limps back into the middle. Jake tried to underhook him. Dances around, look to engage again, grabbing the elbow. Belfi pressing into Jake. Jake reaches for that inside single leg, trying to trip, and there's a wicked fall over there on the sideline. They hit the mat hard, but no takedown as they go out of bounds. 36 seconds. Back in the middle as Gabe Belfi of Perham, Jake Andres appears. Jake's reaching for that opposite leg here with his left arm. He's reaching down for the left leg of his opponent, Belfi. Now Belfi takes a little swat at the knee. Couldn't get there as well. 13 seconds left. Belfi shoots and out of bounds. Belfi paws at the head and then shoots in low. And 5 seconds will end this period. And there it is, the end of the period with Andres and Belfi scoreless. Belfi defers choice to Jake, and Jake will go down. Jake fights off a half Nelson here on the start. Jake rolling here, switching out for at least one and two. He reversed him. 2-0 for Andres. Gabe Belfi of Perham, ranked 8th at 113. He's wrestling up at 126 here. Jake is ranked 6th at 120, both in double A. So you'd expect Jake to be the bigger of the two, but they look pretty similar to me. 118 to go. Jake with a reversal here to start period two. Bumping him forward, keeping Belfi off balance. Belfi with a head full of kind of rusty red hair. And off the mat they go. 2-0 for Jake Andres over Gabe Belfi. Piers and Perham. Hopefully it's the first of two meetings this year in the team competition. That would mean that Piers and Perham would meet in the section tournament. Belfi able to work his way free for an escape and goes right in on the ankle. Trying to elevate here as now it's Andres being elevated and almost dumped out. And Jake, though, able to get his feet down. And Jake, oh, he's hurt. They stop it. And that'll be a 3-2 lead for Gabe Belfi. They'll come out and work on Jake Andres here.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, back to action here as Andre's and Belfi scrap at it, and Jake's got a turn, and he's got Belfi on his back for a moment. Two near fall, it'll go up. 6-3 now as Andre's, after the injury timeout. And there is the end of the period. Female trainer here can only offer words of encouragement for the injury that happened to Jake. Say, I can't empathize, I can only say, shake it off. And that should tell you all you need to know. So, third period begins. It's a 6-3 lead for Jake Andries. Jake shoots, single, elevates, looking to trip. There's a throw by Belfi at the end. And referee says no, out of bounds. Good, powerful throw, though, by Gabe Belfi. During that injury timeout, the referee came over and whispered in my ears. We were waiting for the injury timeout to end. We were talking about the action in the Brandon Funk match with Dylan Johnson. They got very testy. And he said, you know, says we need more of that. We need guys to go hard at each other. He goes, yeah, it went over the line there a little bit, but he says he likes to see that spirited action as Belfi snaps a front headlock on. Tried to twist and crank that over, and Jake fought that off. 6-3 lead, a minute to go. Now Andre's in on a single. Elevating, and can he get the takedown? Jake in on the hips for two, right in front of Coach Skip Tukes. And then they go out of bounds with 50 seconds left. 8-3 for Jake Andries over Gabe Belfi of Perham. Jake will be riding here to start this restart here. Final 50 seconds. Grabs the ankle. Belfi trying to sit back into Jake. Jake blocks that off. Jake now crawls up. Got the Turk in. He'll reach for a cross face. 35 seconds left. The next match will be 152 pounds. Jake trying to get that cross face in and turn him. Belfi obviously knows it's coming. When the legs go in, you know what the second half of that move is. Belfi withstands that. 18 seconds left. Andries looks like he's going to go to 3-0 on the day with a forfeit, a major, and a decision here. 6 seconds. And Andries and Belfi roll off with 1 second left. And we'll have a whistle and then a restart. And there's the horn, and Jake Andries is your winner. 8-3 for Jake Andries, a victory here in Frazee.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker. Providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377.
248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, so three forfeits make it 31-3, and now we move to 152. And it's Brandon Tamala.
52 pounds for per
Dylan Fudge. Dylan Fudge is ranked sixth at 138. And we're just underway. Brandon has won twice today. A fall over Minnesota's Justin Johnson and a 4-1 win over Frazee's Ricky Roforth. This is a different animal here, though, in Dylan Fudge. One of the best. And goes, can't quite get in on Brandon's leg, still trying, and they're out of bounds. Stall called on Brandon Tamala, warning on Brandon. Minute 25 to go. Brandon shoots on a double, and he'll try and drive forward as Fudge comes scooting back. And a little bit of a sleigh ride there across the mat. Referee comes over to make sure he didn't get a mat burn there on the knees. He went from the middle of the mat outside. Just over a minute remaining in the first. Here's Fudge. Little sucker drag throw there, and he's going to get the two. And now he's going to go to work and try and turn Brandon here. Dylan Fudge. Still neutral, says the ref. Fudge will score here on the takedown. Or on the reversal, excuse me. Brandon trying to free his arm from underneath as Fudge continues to crank that over. Now jumps over towards the left side. And out of bounds. They go over in front of the Purim bench.
Motorola cell phone and a silver Samsung phone. If you guys lost a cell phone, come on up to the...
Tamala and Fudge here. And it's a clean start, and Fudge jumps across the back to the left side. Brandon brings his knees up, sits. Fudge blocks any try that Brandon had to reach back. Now Fudge with that left arm of Tamala back behind. Still has Brandon's wrist out extended. 7 seconds left, first period. Fudge leading 2-0 at the end of one. Fudge defers choice, and Tamala will go down here. This is the 152-pound match, Tamala and Fudge. Fudge spins around into a front headlock. Still running it around here. Fudge will come around and get into good riding position underneath. Drives forward, brings the wing back on the right arm of Brandon Tamala. And the referee down to a knee to take a look. Tamala is going to feel the turn coming here as Fudge reaches underneath and tries to crank that over. Pulls on the shoulder of Tamala. Minute 15 to go. As Fudge sits across the back of Brandon Tamala here. 105 left. Fudge up 2-0. Here comes a cheap tilt here by Fudge. No. Brandon back to his chest to the mat. Referee down, knees on, looking as Fudge works on that right arm of Tamale. He's running that half around now. Fudge getting in better position to crank this over. They stack up. Here comes Tamala switching. Tamala switches into the single. Now it's Fudge on the defensive. As Brandon, nope, Fudge still in on the waist. Fudge has Tamala on his left side. Brandon maintaining hold of the toe of Fudge, preventing any turn there and almost forcing a stalemate out of that. Now they're back, belly to the mat goes Brandon Tamala with 6 seconds remaining here in period two.
Now wrestling at 145 pounds for Crazy Carter Shipman from Minnesota.
And there's the towel tap indicating the end of the second. Still 2-0 Dylan Fudge over Brandon Tamala. Fudge is going to go neutral and wants to go on his feet here with Brandon Tamala. Here we go. And a lockup. Fudge tries to throw. Countered there on a throw try of his own by Tamala. Near the edge, and they step outside the circle right in front of Coach Skip Toops. .145 left in the match. Fudge frees his arm after Brandon had a little bit of a underhook on him. Fudge now good, strong attack, but Brandon, good defense, able to... There's a big throw on the edge, and Brandon wins the scramble, and Fudge is hurt. Fudge rolls over. He landed on his shoulder, and the coach being asked on, it looks like a stinger here. The trainer will come out as well. So that ties it up at two, but the trainer out to look at Dylan Fudge, who now sits up. Kind of landed awkwardly on that left shoulder as he and Tamala both tried to throw. He's all right. He's going to be up and going. Injury time stopped there, so good to see that Fudge isn't seriously hurt, able to continue. Minute 23 to go in a good one here between Brandon Tamala and Dylan Fudge. And we're underway again. And here goes Brandon after the leg elevates, but Fudge able to drop back down to the mat. Now his hips sprawled back. He's draped over, goes underneath for a front headlock on Tamala. Tamala up. There's the escape for Fudge. And now he will try and throw Tamala from this spot. And they're out of bounds. So the escape for Fudge gives him a 3-2 lead. Speaking of Fudge, I hope it turned out all right today. A lot of people probably baking today as we near the Christmas holiday. There's another big throw at the edge and a loud thud. This time it's Tamala hitting the deck. He's all right, though. 48 seconds left. Tamala and Fudge. Good battle here between these two. Want to keep this one in mind if they match up down the road in February, either in Thief River or Holly, in Section A team or individual action. 30 seconds to go. 3-2 Fudge. Tamala, if he can get in, get a takedown, he might pick up the upset victory here. He's driving forward here, Fudge, trying to use the momentum of Tamala against him and kind of sag down and throw all in one motion down to 17 seconds as they step out. Brandon being urged on by the Pioneers. There's the Tamala shot. Can't get in, though. He's back up to his feet. Now Fudge tries to bear hug. There's a throw and off the mat. 6 seconds left. One more chance possibly here for Tamala. There's the start. Tamala dives at the ankle. Fudge countering, and Tamala, does he get there? No, they wave off any points, and Fudge wins 3-2 in a good match, and it's 34-3 Purim.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com.
And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Here we go with Reese Kapsner against Wyatt Gook at 160 pounds. Reese has had a rough day today. Lost 5-3 to Cole Van Overbeck of Minnesota. Got pinned by Hudson Hemans of Frazee. Gook defeated Overbeck in their matchup. A lot of head slapping in this one. Not just this match, but the whole duel. Guys have gone after each other. Now they engage. 50 seconds to go. A scoreless first between Gook and Kapsner. Perham and Piers here. Gook down on a knee. Reese on his feet. And the referee calls a stalemate and sends him back to the middle. Thanks, Nick. Final 35 here. Reese goes after the ankle. Can't quite get there. Kapsner underhooked on the right side, but it's Reese. It's lower on the hold here than Gook, who Gook now comes back up and still scrambling out there, and they twirl out of bounds right in front of us here. 15 seconds remaining. Couple paws at the head here by Wyatt Gook. Here's Kapsner coming in on a shot and out of bounds right in front of us here. 5 seconds left. And that's the way this period will end. Scoreless first between Reese Kapsner and Wyatt Gook. Reese will be down here to begin this period. And here's the whistle to get him going again. Good start. Gook rolls. Reese able to stay on his base. Twisting into Gook now. Reese off to his right hip. Now Reese is out for the escape. Kapsner's on the board. 1-0. And now they will grasp hands, lock up, both guys in underhook. Reese goes for that opposite angle, drives. Reese has the takedown. 2 for Reese, and it's 3-0, 1:20 to go. So Kapsner now sagging him near the edge, just pulling him. And Kapsner and Gook are out of bounds. And that comes with 1:10 left in period number 2. A 3-point period here for Reese. Gook trying to sit. Reese. Good work here on the hips. Driving into Gook. 58 seconds left. Reese picking that ankle. Gook trying to turn this. Could be a stalemate here. Gook is control of Reese's right leg with his right arm. Reese still driving in hard on the hips, though. Still coming around, Reese. And a stalemate is the call with 38 seconds left. Kapsner and Gook here, second period. Jalen Jansen next. Looks like Alex Barclay is going to go here.
152 pounds for Frazee, Ricky Roford, for Minnesota, Justin Johnson.
As at least Alex is limbering up over there. Alex wrestled against Minnesota, didn't go against Frazee. Here comes the Turk try by Kapsner as couldn't quite get the leg in there. 8 seconds left. Gook still fighting that off here as Reese has ridden this period out. 3-0 as Kapsner with the lead. Neutral start here for Gook and Kapsner. Gook, one of the two seniors on the Perham roster. Dylan Johnson being the other. Third period is underway. Both men drop to a knee with an underhook on his opponent. Now down to a wrist. Sucker drag try by Gook. Both back to their feet, bent over. Three nothing lead, Kapsner. Minute and a half to go. And they come apart, and Reese looking for an opening. Reese shoots, couldn't get in on Gook, who danced away. Reese now pressed down on the head and then reached with his opposite arm underneath for the ankle, and we have stoppage here. Gook looks like he may have got dinged up, so they're going to bring the trainer out and take a look at Wyatt Gook.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine. The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
All right, injury time is over for Gook. I'm not sure if he bit his lip or got dinged in the lip, but there's an issue somewhere in that line. 45 seconds left. Third period. Reese is up 3-0 on Wyatt Gook. Gook dives in. Reese blocks that with a front headlock, and they go outside the circle with 38 and a half seconds left. See if Barclay or Jansen come out next. Reese, all three of his points came in the second period. Reese tried to get a hold of the ankle, couldn't. 22 seconds left. Good duel going on between Frazee and Miniota. 16 seconds left and they're out of bounds. 14 seconds left for Kapsner and Gook. Ten seconds, they charge in. Reese glances up. He caught him on an underhook to block the shot here, and Reese will hold on. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and there's the win for Reese Kapsner. Reese gets the win, 3-0 over Wyatt Gook. 3-0 win for Gook, or for Kapsner over Gook.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Next match, Jalen Jansen at 170 here for the Pioneers. I'm going to guess this is maybe Dawson Kellogg for Perham.
60 pounds for Frazee Hudson-Hemans for Miniota Colvin Overman.
No points yet.
70 pounds.
Jansen. It is Dawson Kellogg. They make that announcement. Kellogg gets in on the ankle but quickly loses it. And they separate. 34-6 Purim. Kellogg is a sophomore. And he's ranked third at 182. He's at 170, and he and Jansen bang heads, and Jansen looks a little dinged up, but he's asked if he's all right, and he is. He comes back to the middle. Both guys ranked here. Jalen is ranked seventh at 160. Kellogg third at 182. Jansen a senior, Kellogg a sophomore, and they go out of bounds over near the end of the Piers bench. It looks like Jalen got dinged right above his right eyebrow. 50 seconds left. And it was a clash of heads. Ooh, and Kellogg pushes as Jansen lost his balance, and Kellogg took advantage and just kind of shoved Jalen out. Left. They peer at each other out in the middle of the circle. Purim black singlet with yellow jackets in yellow, and Kellogg got the ankle pick. Nicely done. And he'll score on the takedown with 20 seconds left. And he's got the right ankle of Jalen. Jalen able to stand. He turns into his opponent, lifting. And Jalen will get out for an escape. And now Kellogg almost turned the tables. Out of bounds. 2-1 lead for Dawson Kellogg. Couple of seconds left, and they won't even engage as the period ends. Kellogg 2, Jansen 1 after a period. Kellogg defers. Jansen chooses down. Quick stand up here by Jalen, but Kellogg able to keep a hold of the leg, elevates Jalen up now. He's got him lifted and returns him to the mat and got him to his back for near fall right from a cradle spot. Two near fall for Kellogg, and he'll go up 4-1. And then they go out of bounds. Minute 37 left. And Piers and Purim are now in the same section. Pretty sure you're well aware of that. If you're a wrestling fan, you're well aware. They go out of bounds almost into the videotaping girls for Purim over there. No worse for wear. Minute 34 left. Kellogg breaks him down. Jalen's belly to the mat. Minute 22 to go. Looks like Kellogg trying to cradle here. He might have a good cradle locked up as Jansen trying to peel that hand out of the way. Looks like he did so successfully there. Minute 5 to go in the second. Driving forward on that ankle again. Jansen underneath as... Here comes a turn by Kellogg. Does he have enough of the shoulders? Referee down and looking. Back points being awarded to Dawson Kellogg. He'll try and lay down here. Oh, that is really an awkward angle there for Jalen Jansen. Dawson Kellogg in control right now. Just the bigger man out there. 182-pounder, and he looks like a true 82-pounder. Good. Near fall points go up, and it's 7-1 Dawson Kellogg. 18 to go in the second. Grabs that left leg of Jalen by the ankle and just drives it forward. And 8 seconds to go before the end of the second. And 2-1, and there it is, the end of the period. 7-1 for Purim's Dawson Kellogg. Kellogg chooses down. Jansen, he wants to go on his feet for a throw here. Nope. Yep, there it is. He's gonna give up and go for a big throw here. So it's 8-1 now for Dawson Kellogg. As we start the third period here in Frazee, 170 pounders. Slide by try by Kellogg. Can't get it. They butt heads, and Jalen walks away, kind of shaking his head. Why'd you do that? And now Jalen stuffs down on the head as Kellogg comes barreling forward. 1:32 left. Ooh, and now Kellogg just makes a swat right on the cheek of Jalen. They put heads together again. And now they're going to go out of bounds. Skip Toops talking to Jalen as Jalen comes back to the middle. 1:15 to go. Now Jalen drives in at the knee. Couldn't get there as Kellogg throws a front headlock on, and they're out of bounds over on the Perham sideline with 1:09 to go. Told you, this Perham team's a real deal. And Jalen fighting for hand control, and he got... They butt heads again, and Jalen is really kind of frustrated out there. Now he just leans in, and he butts heads. And now Jalen gets a headbutt back, and he's down. That was almost intentional by both ways. The referees are talking, and Jalen's down. There were dual headbutts there by both guys.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
All right, unfortunately, Jalen Jansen has to injury default. He took a little stagger as he and the trainer were going over a little. We're going at it, and it's an injury default, making it 40-6. That brings up Alex Barclay now. And Alex gets caught in a cradle here, and this will get tight. Barclay has a good cradle on Alex, and there's the fall in the first. Zach Peterson wins by fall over Alex Barclay.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
So Luke Gertz now.
Ty Mosier for Piers, Luke Gertz.
Ty Mosier for Perham, ranked third at 195 against Luke Gertz. And Mosier will get the takedown here to start this match off. It is a 46-6 lead for Perham. Mosier in on a half over there on the side, and they're going to go out of bounds in front of Clint Poster over there. Luke's total so far today, he lost 8-4 to Brett Graham of Frazee. As Mosier will cut Luke loose, give up the option or give up the escape point. 2-1 now. Mosier elevating the leg now as he gets the ankle up. Luke trip down, and there's 2-4-1 against Minniota. Luke won by tech fall. So he is 1-1 on the day. Mosier up 4-1 with just over a minute to go in the first. Ty Mosier ranked third at 195. He's going to give up the optional escape start here. So Luke will be turned loose, and Luke dives in on the ankle. Can't get there, though, as Mosier gets two for the takedown, then pushes Luke away. Well, he didn't get... So Luke, by turning in on the ankle, so it's 4-2. Now Mosier drives forward and returns Luke and got him down to the mat. 6-2 for Mosier. 33 seconds left in the first. And out of bounds. We'll have Carson Hulls next. And then Jacob Gottfeld. Mosier gives up the escape. 6-3. And a whizzer out on the edge of the mat by Gertz, thrown in to send us out of bounds and back to the middle. And Mosier will say, we're going to go on our feet again. 6-4. Mosier very well put together. 17 seconds left. There's a takedown for Ty Mosier. Able to get in on that ankle. 10 seconds left. Mosier trying to cradle out there on the far edge of the mat here. He's got to bring Luke in. He doesn't have room to roll him to the outside. He's got to bring him to the inside, but he's not going to have time. Period ends. Mosier up 8-3 on Luke Gertz. And Mosier will start down here. Gertz will be instructed to get on as soon as Mosier is settled in, and Luke does. Left side. Quick stand up here by Mosier, and he's away for the escape. 9-3. Now Luke tries to fireman in on Mosier. Mosier able to block that. Both men on their knees here, right down in front of us. Mosier with a slide by for the takedown. He's got two. 11-3 now for Ty Mosier of Perham. Trying to work that left half. Nelson in on Luke. Luke very limber, though. Luke sitting. Mosier reaches up. Tried to chin drop him there. Luke almost tilted there, but Mosier... Now working off to the left hip, drives forward. No, Luke got turned, and Mosier now will settle in. Just over a minute left. Luke in some trouble here. Mosier's over his chest to chest, and there's the fall with 58 seconds. Second period fall for Ty Mosier makes it 52-6.
Unibank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
For the Pioneers, it's Carson Hulls. For the Yellow Jackets, it's Jose Lopez. 52-6 Yellow Jackets. Wins for Pierce from Jake Andries and Reese Kapsner here against Perham. 220-pound match, and then Jacob Gutfeld will wrap up our day. For Carson so far today, he won by major over Minnesota's Lane Lazinski, 14-5. Then he ended up with an 8-3 decision over Gabe Drews. So Carson is 2-0. 31-15, Frazee leads Minnesota as Hulls drives Lopez off the mat. 1:05 to go in the first period. Perham has two at heavyweight, Colton Kostinick or Rowdy Lundquist. I hope it's Rowdy. I like to say Rowdy. That's the way this duel has been, a little bit rowdy. Slide by try by Carson, but Lopez able to get away. And the ankle pick by Carson. Couldn't elevate the leg, though, as Lopez pretty thickly put together here. 220-pound here, and Carson barely weighs above 182. 23 seconds left. No points have been scored between Lopez and Hulls. Pierce has their home opener on Thursday night. They'll see another 8AA team. Detroit Lakes is part of that. So as Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus, and 7AA's Mora Mustangs come over. That is Thursday. And 1 second left, they go out of bounds. And we'll get a whistle and one quick dart down to the ankle, but not able to secure the takedown is Hulls. So a scoreless first for Lopez and Hulls. Carson chooses down. Lopez riding on the right hip. Carson stands, looking to peel away, and he does. 1-0 Hulls on the escape early in the second. So Hulls scoring first. Well, he's one of the tiebreakers. Now Hulls driving forward aggressively. Lopez peels the hand away from behind his own head, grabs Carson's wrist, sags down on that. Minute and a half to go in the second. Jose Lopez of Perham. Now Hulls continues to press the action. There's a stall and a shot in by Carson. Lopez trying to counter, and Carson still. Boy, this is a scramble. They are really going scrambler. A tornado of action there. Did anybody score? Lopez over the back of Hulls. Hulls still has the leg of Lopez. Perham coaches want the takedown. Lopez, though, spinning and nothing. Lopez lost the grip and Carson got away. What action there. 1-0 for Hulls. All that action and no points. For 220-pounders. So they will take a little bit of a rest period now and just kind of lean on each other, I think. That's what this is all about. They really, I think, expended a lot of energy in that 30-second just whirlwind of activity as they spun and spun and spun, and neither guy got the advantage. 18 seconds left. And they come together. We are in the second. Hulls is up. 1-0 on Lopez. Carson's right arm behind the neck of Lopez, sagging down on his head. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the end of the period. Hull's up 1-0 after two. Choice for Lopez, and it's Dowd. And looks like Carson has blood time. So blood time here for Carson. We'll take a break, come back with a third for Hulls and Lopez.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Piers.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
All right, start of the third, and Lopez got out for a quick escape, so it's 1-1 with a minute 40 to go. Hulls and Lopez wrestling at 220. The outcome of this duel was never in doubt. Purim was going to win. Pioneers just want to finish strong here. Hulls with a 1-1 tie against Jose Lopez of Purim. 1:18 to go. These guys have shown good activity here. Carson, his right hand on the back of the head again of Lopez. Lopez shoots in. Carson trying to sprawl back. Carson using his quickness. Carson still coming, and they're out of bounds. Lopez the stockier of the two. Carson maybe the quicker of the two. 58 seconds left. And we're underway again. 1-1 score. Lopez. Purim fans urging him on. Pioneer fans urging on Carson. They're both on their feet engaged. 42 seconds left, sagging down on each other's head. Lopez and Hulls, who's going to win this one? One of the better duels of this match. Carson goes in on the ankle. Here's Lopez spinning around. Here comes that whirlwind of activity again. Lopez, no. Carson still with the hand, and there's two for Lopez. 20 seconds left, and he'll cut him loose. 3-2. Hulls has one more shot at it here. 10 to go. Hulls and Lopez. Carson driving in. Lopez pushing back. 2 seconds. 1 second. And Lopez wins it. 3-2 for Jose Lopez. Your winner over Carson Hulls.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
Colton Kostinek for Purim, Jacob Gottfeld for Piers, our final match of the day. Purim leading 55-6. Jacob went the distance with number one ranked in Class A, Trent Esping, losing 6-0. And Jacob lost by fall to Luke Tweeten of Frazee. Esping pinned Kostinek in the Mineota-Purim duel. 1:05 to go, opening period. Gottwald and junior Colton Kostinek of the Purim Yellow Jackets. Boy, there was a lot of emotion and energy in that Carson Hull's Jose Lopez match. Went right down to the wire with Lopez winning 3-2. Right now, Gottwald and Kostinick. Not a whole lot of action. Jacob looking for hand control here. Reaches up for Kostinick's head. Kostinick swats the hand away. 28 seconds remaining. Still going at each other here. Shoulder to shoulder, kind of head to head. Crown of the heads together. Forehead to forehead now. 10 seconds remain. No points. We've had a lot of scoreless first periods here. And then the action is picked up. 3 seconds left, and it'll be a scoreless first at heavyweight between Jacob Gottwald of Piers, Colton Kostinick of Perham. Kostinick to first choice, and Gottwald chooses down. It's a start on the left hip here for Colton Kostinick. Like he wants to possibly cradle now. Jacob able to stand. Kostinick trying to return him down. Trying to just hoist him up, but Jacob staying firmly planted down. Perham teammates want Kostinick to cut him loose, and he obliges. So it's 1-0 Gottwald on the escape with a minute 35 to go. Perham bench was all up saying just give up the escape. So 1-0 for Gottwald with a minute 20 to go in the second period. Again, hand fighting out there in the middle. Who's going to get hand control here? Get that wrist locked up. Use it as a lever and go to work from there. 1 minute to go. Kostinick on a shot. Gottwald chucks him to the side. Gottwald turning. Gottwald for two. Takedown for Jacob. And a near half Nelson in here for Jacob Gottwald. He's on a power half here. Trying to turn this over is Jacob Gottwald. He's going to try and crank this over. He's on a half Nelson on the left shoulder of Colton Kostinick with 37 seconds left. 3-0 lead for Jacob Gottwald. Kostinick now belly to the mat. Jacob on the left hip. Chops at the elbow. There were no near fall points. Jacob with 18 seconds left. Jumps off to the right side now of Colton Kostinick. Kostinick bends his left knee up. Jacob still has that potential half in, but he's off to the right side. 4 seconds. Now Kostinick will try and switch out of this late, but good job by Jacob to prevent any escape or reverse at the end. And our final 2 minutes of wrestling is coming up here. And Kostinick is going to go on his feet here. Third period for Gottwald and Kostinick. 3-0 for Jacob Gottwald. And we are wrestling underway here in Frazee. Jacob, couple of steps. There's Kostinick shooting in. Did he get deep on the double? Jacob stuffing the head. Jacob coming around. Jacob up behind Kostinick now. Twirls him down. Takes him down to his back and near fall for Gottwald. Right over in front of the Perham bench with a minute and a half. Gottwald. Now Kostinick able to get his belly in, squared back to the mat. 3 near fall. And it's an 8-0 lead for Gottwald on the 5-point throw and near fall. 1:15 to go. Jacob wants to go to that power half on the right shoulder now. He's on the right hip of Colton Kostinick of Perham. And they're out of bounds. 1:01 left in Frazee. The two big guys stroll back to the middle. And the start. We are under a minute. And here comes another turn, and Gottwald's got the fall. With 52 seconds left, Jacob Gottwald gets a fall for the Pioneers. So Gottbald wins by fall early in the third. And Purim wins the duel 55-12.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Yeah, the Les Kircher duels for the Piers Pioneers in 2017 is over. Pioneers drop all three of their matches. As let's first of all run through the results of the Purim match. Blaze Brady, 9-0 over Trevor Redunds. Owen Werner, fall over Ross Bozer. Dylan Johnson, 3-1 over Brandon Funk. Pioneers got their first win from Jake Andries, 8-3 over Gabe Belfi. Then three straight forfeits. After 1:45, Purim was up 31-3. Good match. Dylan Fudge edging Brandon Tamala, 3-2. Reese Kapsner, a 3-0 win over Wyatt Gook. Unfortunately, Jalen Jansen butted heads with Dawson Kellogg and had to injury default. Then Zach Peterson fall over Alex Barclay. Ty Mosier fall over Luke Gertz. Jose Lopez 3-2 over Carson Hulls. Pioneers close the day on a Jacob Gottwald pin over Colton Kastanek to make the final 55-12 in favor of Purim. In the second duel, it was Frazee 51-16. And in the opener, it was Mineota 36, Piers 30. So the guys are packing up and headed to the bus. And they'll be back in Piers. Time for supper tonight. So Pioneers have their home opener Thursday. It's a quad. Mora, Pequot Lakes, Pine River, Bacchus, and Detroit Lakes are in town on Thursday night. Thanks for listening today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here as the Pioneers are headed out of Frazee. As we look over at the Frazee-Mineota match, Frazee up 35-18 at 220 pounds there. So that's going to do it for us today here. Thanks for listening today. For the Pioneers wrestling here in Frazee on You Are There Sports.